Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great night tonight. I want to talk about letting your light shine, letting your light shine. You know, because Brother Jim has an online ministry, and I travel across America, and I street preach the gospel, and I teach, I get mockers often who will email me or tell me in person when they see my website, and they'll say, it's wrong what I'm doing, placing my teachings online, placing street preaching videos, and writing about and talking about our ministry experiences on my teaching blog, on the sisters' blog. They tell me it's wrong and it's sinful to do so. Well, I want to talk about this today. You know, we do it to edify others. We do it to get the gospel truth out into the world via the internet. And we don't make it about us. We don't make money. We don't take money. This is all about the Word and Jesus Christ and the gospel. You know, one of my favorite verses, John 3:30, John the Baptist said, I must decrease so Christ could increase. That's one of my goals. So we don't do it in pride. We don't do it lifting ourselves up. I think Scripture backs me up on this, placing our ministry efforts online. Let me be clear, as long as we do it biblically, and let's talk about this. Jesus said this as our foundation verse, Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Huh? Now, did you read that? Did you hear that? Let me say it again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus is saying, let your good works go forth. We're letting our light shine. Does Brother Jim have a light? No, other than a couple flashlights. Christ is my light. The Word, the truth, is my light. Jesus said, go, let it shine before men. I think that's pretty clear. So he's our light. We let it shine. Jesus told us, no one lights a candle and puts it under a basket. Now, we want to make something clear here. Again, this is not about pride. It's not about lifting me up, okay? It is about focusing on Christ and the gospel. Amen. Jesus also said this, Matthew 10:27. What I tell you in darkness that ye speak in the light, and what ye hear in the ear that ye preach upon the housetops. Hey, I don't know about you, but if you go up on your housetop and you preach, a lot of people are going to hear you. They're going to see you. They're going to go, what's that guy doing? Jesus said, yeah, Mark 16, go preach the gospel all over. We have a charge. We have a commission, right? So we're told to go and do this. The internet is a great tool to go forth and do this today. Now, if you look it up, I have an article on my teaching blog, don'tperish.com. Look on the teaching blog. I have an article under the label, Lift Up Your Voice. Paul, Peter, Jesus, the prophets, they all lifted up their voices to proclaim Christ. I do it to model them. It's biblical to do it, to go let our light shine and preach Christ to the world and to the nations. Paul said in Titus 2:14, be zealous for good works. Well, zealous for good works is doing out the work of the ministry, preaching the gospel, making disciples, teaching them to obey everything. Amen? Now, so we've said all that, that Jesus says, let your light shine. We're to lift up our voices. We do need to make sure that we're doing it biblically. All right? Naming a ministry after yourself? Nope. That's pride. Making sure that you're on the camera all the time and dressed up and you're all the center of attention? No, that's pride. Selling the things of God, whether you're hawking for donations, selling t-shirts, selling programs, selling books, this is sinful and pride and unbiblical. So we're to let our light shine, but do it in a humble, humility fashion. Now, Jesus gives us some clear commands. Let's talk about these. He said, don't pray in public, Matthew 6:5. So you shouldn't be putting prayer on the internet, praying on street corners. That's a private matter. Jesus said, do not let others know when you're fasting. So you shouldn't be posting that you're fasting and you're doing this and you're doing that online. That would be unbiblical. Jesus also said, when you give, give in private. Matthew 6:4. Did I say the fasting verse is Matthew 6:16? Yeah, Matthew 6:16. Don't let anyone know you're fasting. Jesus says, when you give in private, Matthew 6:4. Don't be putting your giving all over the internet. We gave $5,000. We gave $1,500. It's one thing to say, hey, we reached out to some homeless people and helped them and gave them the gospel. All right, that's an experience you're explaining. You don't say, we bought them Nike gym shoes and we bought them this, we bought them that, and we spent $387. That's blowing your trumpet. You've received your reward already. You see what I'm saying? I also would throw, and I really don't have a scripture verse for this, but I personally believe this. I think singing unto the Lord. I think singing is something that should be private between God and people and saints and other saints. I'm not a fan of putting it out for entertainment. I think that is prideful, fleshly. I don't think it should be done. It leaves the biblical model we see in the first century. But other than that, so when we're teaching, when we're preaching, when we're proclaiming Him, we are to let our light shine before men to glorify the Father. So if I do it in the street, if I do it at a big event, if I do it online, if I'm doing it biblically, it's glorifying the Father. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I realize today most ministries online are false, puffed up. They're about money. They're about pride. You know, unless you're building yourself up in that pride and arrogance and you're breaking these commands that I just went over, it's biblical to go and broadcast the truth and biblical ministry and preaching the gospel and teaching, making disciples and edifying other saints with street preaching videos. It's biblical and God glorifying to do that, all right? Now, we often hear from others that they're edified by seeing this truth go out. Other young street preachers see how it's done, what I do right, maybe what I do wrong. And so we do it to edify. It's our way of one anothering saints that we're not with right before daily, as we put it online so people can follow, be encouraged by it. You know, I think it's clear only Satan and false teachers want to silence the truth of God on the internet, going forth, proclaiming Christ, the light of the world. Yeah, these mockers are on one of those sides, either Satan's or their false teachers. So I just want to encourage you guys today, men, you biblical men, and you sisters in your own way, go out, lift up your voice, men. Tell of our Savior, preach the gospel, do it in humility, do it leading with Christ, leading with the scriptures. Don't make yourself the center of attention, all right? And do it within the biblical guidelines I've just discussed, and you will be absolutely in line with the scriptures, letting your light shine to so glorify your Father in heaven, as Jesus Christ said. Let me add one more thing. These men that tell me I shouldn't be putting my ministry out for people to see it. Folks, do you realize that everything that was written down, recorded, that Jesus did, that Paul did, that Peter did, that John did, that the prophets did, you realize it's written down for our encouragement. Now, I understand that's holy inspired scripture, and Brother Jim doesn't write holy inspired scripture, but you see the point. We're modeling. The scriptures are there for everyone to read and be edified. If I believe I have a biblical ministry and it's preaching the life-saving gospel and it's calling people to repentance and it's glorifying the Father, why would I not want to put it out there to glorify our Father in heaven? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that makes it clear. Let your light shine. Don't do it in pride. Don't do it for profit. Make sure you're biblical within the guidelines Christ gave us. And don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't be doing it. They're a worker of Satan or self-deceived. Don't listen to them. Strive on in the Word of God. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We are traveling on the gospel road, preaching the gospel, working our way across Tennessee right now into the Midwest. Who knows where we'll be? Lord willing. Doing the work of our glorious Savior, proclaiming Him crucified till He comes. We love you all. Till next time, go out, have a glorious day. May God be praised.